Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, where we highlight happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. On today's program, government providing assistance to victims of recent flood rains, commits to reducing road fatalities by 50% by 2020, and private security stakeholders urged to partner with government. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. The government has been moving to provide assistance to persons who have been severely affected by recent flood rains. Prime Minister Andrew Holness made the disclosure during a recent tour of several flood-affected communities.
Assistance may not be able to restore everyone to their former state, but it will be sufficient to get people back on their feet.
So the government has to now go and take a second look at its budget to see what areas we may have to reallocate, postpone expenditure on, because this is now a priority for people to recover.
The government will be making it a priority to ensure affected persons receive assistance in rebuilding their lives as quickly as possible. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Holness is urging members of the public to exercise greater consideration on where they choose to live. During his tour of the flood-affected communities, Mr. Holness outlined that factors such as susceptibility to flooding, erosion, and land slippages must be considered when choosing a location for a home. Home location planning becomes even more significant in light of the increased frequency and intensity of weather events that have affected Jamaica in recent years.
The government has already formed a view and will now try to put that into policy to take a far more proactive approach to how we deal with the settlement of our land and where people choose to live.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness is urging stakeholders in the private security industry to partner with the government in the creation of a national CCTV network. Speaking at a recent forum on national security staged by the Guardsman Group of Companies, Mr. Holness said the government will be moving aggressively to integrate CCTV cameras across the island into a national network by October, as part of efforts to bolster the national security infrastructure. He added that this move is one of the strategic targets under Jamaica's standby agreement with the International Monetary Fund, IMF.
The success of this project will require input and insight from the private sector experts, particularly in the security industry, who bring knowledge and cutting-edge technology and invaluable contributions based on their extensive geographic coverage. In addition to ICT, the government has pursued legislation which has set the foundation for strengthening policy directives towards security and public safety.
And Prime Minister Andrew Holness is encouraging members of the public to help Jamaica achieve the goal of reducing motor vehicle fatalities by 50% by the year 2020. Mr. Holness says despite reductions in road fatalities since the start of 2017, the overall goal is to put the country on a sustained downward trajectory where road fatalities are concerned. The Prime Minister adds that he has instructed the Ministers of Transport and Mining and Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade to ensure that Jamaica becomes signatory to several international conventions focusing on road safety.
We have the resources to put in place the technology to ensure that our roads are built with safety up front and that we empower the police with new legislation and with the various tools to ensure that enforcement is done.
The Prime Minister was speaking at an event at Jamaica House on May 10 to mark the fourth observance of the United Nations Global Road Safety Week. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Jamaica House Weekly on this station.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.